This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza.
The vote was 13 to 1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will seek another presidential term.
Putin has moved to prolong his repressive and unyielding grip on Russia for at least another 6 years, announcing his bid for the presidential election next March that he's all but certain to win. Putin still commands wide support after nearly a quarter century in power, despite starting an immensely costly war in Europe that's taken thousands of his countrymen's lives and provoked repeated attacks inside Russia, including one on the Kremlin itself. Putin announced his decision after Friday's Kremlin award ceremony. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union negotiations have now clinched a deal on the world's first comprehensive artificial intelligence rules. The announcement paves the way for legal oversight of emerging technology used in popular services. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge has now prohibited supporting migrant families in the United States border for 8 years, or separating them.
The decision bars the separation of families at the border for purposes of deterring immigration for 8 years. The ruling preemptively blocks resumption of a lightning rod Trump-era policy the former president hasn't ruled out if voters return him to the White House next year. Judge Dana Sabra, appointed by President George W. Bush, tentatively approved a court settlement between the Justice Department and families represented by the American Civil Liberties Union. The ACLU says no one formally objected, clearing the way to end the case nearly 7 years after it was filed. Under the Trump administration, the policy separated more than 5,000 children from parents who were arrested for illegally entering the country. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. and Mexico have now teamed up in a bid to bring the 2027 Women's World Cup to North America.
The U.S. Soccer Federation and Mexico Football Federation submitted a joint bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup, competing against an expected proposal from Brazil and a joint Germany-Netherlands-Belgium plan. No proposed stadiums were announced by the USSF and Mexico's governing body. The USSF said the bid envisioned taking advantage of efficiencies from the 2026 Men's World Cup to be co-hosted by the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The U.S. hosted the Women's World Cup in 1991 and 1999. FIFA is to inspect proposed sites in February, and the FIFA Congress is to vote on a host in May. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Pope Francis has made his first public appearance outdoors since being stricken by bronchitis 2 weeks ago. It forced him to cancel a planned trip to the COP28 climate conference in Dubai. The Pope has been steadily recovering, and for the December 8th holiday, devoted to Mary, kept a traditional appointment to pray at the Spanish Steps on Friday. He arrived in a black car and blessed a crowd of onlookers before taking a seat in a chair facing a statue of the Madonna. Before his appearance, an appointment at the Spanish Steps, Francis went to the St. Mary Major Basilica to pray before one of his favorite icons. To Mary, he entered the basilica in a wheelchair. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.